Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I think you'll like it. I think it'll do you some good with your small business, because we got, it's not just about me, folks. We got hundreds, actually more than almost 2,000 members of our Brain Trust that we've amassed in this community of experts, the largest community of experts in the world on small business, right there on our website. Including our good buddy Pete Sepp, who's with us right now from the National Taxpayers Union. Check out all those things there, folks. Read, listen, ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. Anywhere in between, 1 minute, 3 minutes, whatever, we got something you can do there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Pete is with us. He's the VP for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. Pete, one of the things that I'd like for you to do is give us a little bit of a tour of what happened at the end of last week, something that really should have happened. The truth is, it should have been fixed 7 and 10 years ago, but because of sunsetting that they put in this thing, it actually had to get fixed last week. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's all about the 2001 and 2003 taxpayer relief laws. The President and Congress finally were able to reach a compromise called the tax deal by most people that extended all of the current income tax rates for another 2 years. They're currently ranging from 10 to 35%. They would have gone up to the 15 to 39.6% range if Congress had done nothing. So that's a plus for taxpayers. A minus for taxpayers, especially small business owners, the death tax is coming back in 2011. Yeah. It is currently out of commission right now for the year 2010. For the next week and a half or so, there is no death tax, but it will now come back at a 35% rate, $5 million exemption. The exemption certainly helps, and the rate would have been 55% if Congress had done nothing, but yeah, 35 is still pretty steep.
And plenty of people wanted it on everything, or maybe as low as $3 million. And, you know, this, folks, what happened is when the cuts happened in 03 and 01, they wouldn't give us the tax cuts. The people in charge, and mostly in those days, it was the Democrats. I have to be honest about this. That's not a partisan statement. That's just the truth. Didn't want to make the cuts permanent. They sunset them so that they would completely go away. So what kind of lack of shame do you have to have, Pete, to develop a plan like the diminishing of the death tax all the way out to 2010, and then bring it back 100% the next year? How can you pass something like that without any sense of shame?
Well, and they didn't have one. That's the problem. And there's very little sense of shame with anything in tax policy. Yeah. It is so patchwork oriented nowadays. You just take a look at all the other elements in this deal. There's 100% business expensing, but it's only around for a year.
Yeah.
There's the so-called AMT patch, the protection against the alternative minimum tax affecting 20 to 25 million Americans.
Right.
That's technically around for only a year. They say it's two, but the only reason they say it's around for 2 years is because they never got around to renewing it for this year.
That's right. Like the R&D tax credit. Same thing.
Yes, exactly. And so they say, oh, we're doing you this great favor. We're extending it for two whole years. Well, you're not counting the current year, which you've allowed it to lapse in as well.
Well, see, that's another point about no shame. And they either have no shame or they're stupid. And here's what I mean by that. Now, I am mad about this. The R&D tax credit. There are a lot of companies out there who did not invest in 2010 because at that moment they didn't have the R&D tax credit. And nobody knew what was going to happen. It actually had expired. And so now that they've passed it again, they're taking this great credit. I heard President Obama say, we've got this R&D credit. Well, you know what? We've lost a whole year of productivity out of this.
Yes, yes.
Because you didn't do it a year ago.
That's right. And we're going to go through this whole exercise, not in 2012. Again, this is what's getting reported. Oh, we're good until 2012. No, it's going to start all over again in late 2011.
And here's what's amazing to me, Pete. They're scratching their heads in Washington wondering, why aren't people creating jobs? What's wrong with these people?
Yeah.
Without any, that's the stupid part. I think that some of them actually don't realize how their policies have been a negative factor on the economy.
Yeah, and this whole business, there's almost this backlash in the media that, oh, this uncertainty factor is overrated. Businesses know the game in Washington, D.C. They know that this was going to happen. No, nobody could have bet on this.
Yeah.
I wasn't placing any bets even a week ago that
That's
Congress
exactly right.
would get the job done.
So let's go back, make sure now if I understand it correctly, on the income tax rates, below 250, those are permanent, right? They didn't extend those for a period of time. Those rates are permanent right now. Is that right?
Those are on a 2-year time frame.
I thought they made those permanent.
The whole thing's got to be revisited.
And again, once again, without any sense of shame, if I told an employee, I'm going to give you a raise, but I might take it away in 2 years, how many employees do you think I'd have?
Yeah, not many.
Or if there's a chance that I could take it away in 2 years. And for no reason, not about performance, not about anything else, I'm just not willing to commit beyond 2 years.
Well, right, and that's the whole point, too. You brought up a very good point here. If you say for no other reason than that you just are going to take it away in 2 years, then what's the motivation? What's the reward?
We've got to have some stability in tax policy, or our economy will continue to falter, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get the message to these guys up there and gals up there that they need to start running Washington the way we run our businesses on Main Street, or get them out, get rid of them. Which is something we still need to do. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.